eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It's a Thursday morning in the Delaware Valley, and we are going to get you so ready for this weekend's playoffs and then next weekend's playoffs where we're playing for all of it. All of it, all of it, all of it. We have great guests. Oh, my God, the guests today. Ricky Ricardo, Dr. Joel Fish, Jason Kelce at 8 o'clock, Ray Dittinger at 9 o'clock, and a special appearance at 8:30 by Al Morganti.
Al's not here?
No, Al's not here today. You are, Johnson.
Oh.
And also here today is our friend Barrett Brooks. Hi, Barrett.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
And I want everybody to understand, we have a little fun thing going on behind the scenes. I want to get you all involved in this, too. Ava will give you more details on it. But a very controversial list came out of the most handsome Major League Baseball managers. It is with great pride that I can tell you that Rob Thompson is continuing his win streak from the regular season. And he is the second most handsome manager in baseball.
Oh, just like the team, finishing second.
Ten notches ahead of Gabe Kapler.
Wow.
Now, I have already had them assess my own head. I would like to.
No, it's not that at all.
In fact, I believe by 8 o'clock, I'll be doing the remainder of the show with a bag on it. But Johnson's got his head assessed. Barrett's got his head assessed. We want you to take a shot at this, too, because it's really fun. For some people, it'll be, our own intern, Kyle Quinn. He's leaving after the show today and going to.
He's not an intern.
All right, whatever he is. He's going to a modeling agency because he got numbers so high, they almost had to. He almost broke the app. But we'll get to all that later. Barrett is here. Barrett, great to have you here today. We got a lot of football to talk about.
Thank you.
And I want to start with a very, very important issue, really the most important issue, and that is the health of Jalen Hurts. Because, see, this, I am now cynical about the comments being made to me from the head coach, Nick Sirianni, about the level of pain that Jalen Hurts was in when he played a so-so game Sunday in which they beat the Giants and got the bye for the first round. I watched this very closely. Barrett, you played the game. Did it appear he was in pain when he was releasing the football?
I couldn't see anything.
You did not see anything,
no,
right?
No,
you are not a trained eye, but we did have a doctor on Monday, and Dr. Schwartz, I believe it was, said he did not appear to show any signs of pain when he was throwing a ball. Now, we don't know if getting hit would have had a bit. They avoided that very smartly. They avoided that. But I'm sitting here now going, all right, I'm trying to do the math here. In 2 weeks, they're playing the game that decides the season. Is he going to be the Jalen Hurts he was the first 14 weeks?
Mm.
Or is he going to be the Jalen Hurts we saw on Sunday? Because I'm going to say this right now. If he's the Hurts from Sunday, they're done. It's over. They will not win. Because Hurts is just okay unless he has the component of running with the football.
Yes.
The RPOs, the plays where they just the quarterback draws, the quarterback sneaks, those are huge elements in his game, which if you're removing that because of the injury, he's not the same quarterback and you're not the same team. You with me on that, Barrett?
Well, it takes him being from being a top five quarterback to probably being middle of the road, probably
yeah.
around 11.
But he's 12. Top five with all his game ready and ready to do it, right?
Absolutely.
So let me start with Nick, because you guys, I talked about this yesterday, Rhea, mm-hmm. but I want people to understand that this has been the narrative from the end of that game on Sunday that, oh, my God, Hurts was dealing with a tremendous amount of pain.
He came out sore, as expected. He came out of that game sore because, you know, it's still healing. We didn't feel like we were putting him at any more risk of getting more injured, but we knew it was going to hurt him like hell, and he knew it was going to hurt him like hell. But that's the kind of player he is. That's the kind of teammate he is.
Hurt him like hell. Let's kind of process that for a second.
That game plan is going to make it hurt a whole lot.
Well, all right, I'm getting it. I just want to go through all the things. So he's hurting like hell, but it didn't appear in any way the throwing was impeded. He could still throw it deep. He could still throw an out pattern. He still had good velocity on the ball, all right? So he was – but go back a week. Go back to New Year's Day when they played. It was up in the air whether he was going to play till the day of the game. He was listed as doubtful, but he had worked in a limited role that whole week. If he was that injured for the game he played Sunday, how much pain was he in the week before, and why was he practicing?
Well, it got me. You know, I mean, to me, it was great gamesmanship, not just on the opposing teammates, but, I mean, the local media. I had no idea that he was as hurt as he was. And, you know, it wasn't until I heard Charles Davis, the crew that did the game, that I figured out, you know, that he was worse than what he was. He had said he hadn't thrown a ball in 2 weeks. I had no idea about that.
He said he was working with the team. What was he doing?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So they get a little more, I guess, you know, the nationwide media gets a little more than what we get as local media.
Well, here's what I did yesterday, because I'm trying to simulate the situation. And my the way I would define hurting like hell, I got a hammer out, and I slammed my thumb.
What?
Right? And it really hurt like hell.
Yeah.
Right? It hurt a lot. In fact, there's still a bruise there. Right?
Yeah.
But no, I did it to my left arm, so it wasn't my throwing arm. But the problem is, that to me is hurting like hell.
Yeah.
If I'm hurting like hell, I am not doing what I saw the man do on Sunday. There's no way.
I just don't think you would be that obvious about it leading up to a playoff game, because that just gives the defense a reason to tee off on it.
Gamesmanship?
All right, yeah. Rhea, all right, here's the bottom line. Rhea, is this real, or are the Eagles doing some sandbagging here?
If it's real, then Nick Sirianni's made a huge mistake.
Thank you. And now we'll get to that. Because, see, there's two options here. One is he's not that hurt.
Mm-hmm.
The other is the coaches are idiots. All right? There's no third option. All right? I want you to hear Ron Jaworski talking here about whether or not, you know, how hurt Hurts is. And the strategy they employed in that game. Here's Jaworski.
Like 3 weeks ago, I said, no one's touching the Eagles. No one's touching the Eagles. They were playing that good of football. Right now, I'm a little bit concerned. And obviously, Jalen didn't look like Jalen last week either. You know, granted, he was off 2 weeks, but you got to have a healthy quarterback. And clearly to me, he didn't play like he was healthy.
All right.
Hmm.
But the first nine plays were all passes.
Yes.
Now, you have to spend a second here being Shane Steichen or Nick Sirianni, because they're scripting these plays. And you know this guy is going to hurt like hell. Let's put him in the line of fire nine straight times. Let's. And then the eighth one, he did get sacked. It was only a yard, and he got down quickly. But nine times, he was facing a pass rush, right? Missing his best lineman,
yes.
Lane Johnson. And you dialed up nine. Barrett, does that make any sense?
No, especially when you can hand the ball off to a 1,000-yard back with an offensive line that, you know, is one of the best in the league. and you have a right tackle that wasn't your star right tackle, but he's pretty good at running the ball. He's pretty good at coming off and teeing off on people. I didn't understand it. Your first 15, you script out 9 passing plays. To me, it didn't seem like he was, you know, they were thinking a lot about his health.
But, well, let me play for you Brian Baldy. He was on WIP yesterday. He was talking about Hurts was okay. He wasn't Hurts, not like he was in his prime this season. And then Baldy openly asked the question we're asking right now.
I thought he played fine, considering they weren't going to put him in harm's way, and he wasn't going to put himself in harm's way. Mm-hmm. And he didn't do that. But he still got reps. He still got a little bit of timing. I thought it was still important for him to play. You know, it's just still a little mystery why how you would just come out and just throw the ball against a backup Giants defense, you know, like they did. Mm-hmm. I still shake my head sometimes what Nick and Shane are doing on that side of the ball.
Yeah, exactly, Baldy. So, you know what? There's this old saying here. It's, should I believe what you say?
Or what you
or
do.
Should I believe what you do?
Yeah.
What you said is he was hurting like hell, which is very, very worrisome for the playoffs. What you did was call 9 straight pass plays at a time when he was vulnerable. That is... You got to figure out which of the two is more likely.
Well, if you're going by that, what they say and what they do, what they did in the Chicago Bears game was that even more outrageous.
Oh, that was before he was hurt. That got him hurt. So what we can now say is, even though we're not positive the level of injury now, they have been reckless for weeks with his health, right?
There's
another thing. If he's that hurt like hell, you still put him out there?
I go back and forth with this because I don't know whether to believe the coach or not when he speaks.
I don't either.
However, after this last game, the Giants game, when Sirianni got this whole about he's hurting, he'd hurt like hell, I wanted to hear what Jalen Hurts had to say. And when his only response was good enough, that spoke to me even more.
That was a sandbag.
Right.
But the one thing that hurts is he sandbags most stuff.
Yes.
You never know what he's really thinking. But he gave you nothing. There's no way anything he said you could measure. How were you on the? I was good enough. And then they re-asked it.
Well, I mean, he could have
like
said
a parakeet.
He could have said I'm fine.
Good enough.
Right.
Good enough. Chip. Anyway, that's where I am on this, and it's critical. Listen, if the Eagles, regardless of who the Eagles play. If they got the Hurts from the middle of the season when he was cooking and he had A.J. Brown and he had even earlier in the year when he had Goddard and Devontae Smith and all those throws were right on point. If that's the guy I got, you know what? I'm probably going to Super Bowl.
Yes.
If I don't have that guy, could be one and done.
Well.
Could be.
I think we're going to have that guy. That's why they're.
You do. Know,
that's then why
you don't. Then you don't believe he's that hurt.
No, I don't.
Well, I'm with you, Barrett. I'm in the Barrett camp. What do you think, Johnson? You're not sure.
No, I think he's hurt.
You do? Rhea, do you think he's seriously hurt?
He better not be. Because if they're saying he's seriously hurt.
If he didn't throw the ball until 3 days before the matchup against the Giants, that's a huge deal.
How do I know if that's true?
Well, right. I mean,
if they're sandbagging, they're not telling me the truth about that either.
Well, then you got to look at this. Injuries. It's something to be injured and it's something to be hurt. You know, if you're injured, you can't play. If you're hurting, everybody's hurting throughout the season, especially now at the end of the season. Now, is this an injury? Injury meaning it's hurting, but it doesn't have the strength to throw the ball. He looked pretty damn good throwing the ball.
If he was in that much pain, he would not be able to throw 50 yards down the field.
I don't know.
Come on.
Yep.
Anyway, here's the contest for today. And I got a pair of tickets. This, everybody wants this. To see Pink Summer Carnival Tour at Citizens Bank Park. That's on September 19th, 2023. Second show added on September 19th. Tickets will go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster. I got a $50 Visa gift card. I got the new Jason Kelce shirt. If I don't eat breakfast, I am bleeped off. It's a good shirt. I like the shirt. And I got an Eagles NFC East Division Champion hat. You can take anything you want as your number one winner today. And today is Kiss a Ginger Day.
Oh.
National Kiss a Ginger Day. And when I get home, I will employ that because I am married to a redhead and I will kiss my wife.
JJ, you don't have a shot.
Unless she plans it so she's not
there. She's not home today.
Which is, when she hears what happened with the head leaving. Assessment, she may not be there. But anyway, so what you need today to win a prize is to name a redhead. Name a redhead, male or female. There's a male one. I'm the judge, by the way. And there's a male one that's getting a lot of press right now. I'm not giving you any. Ooh,
oh, okay.
Oh, he got it. Yeah. Right. Anyway, yeah. I'm not saying he's going to win because I kind of have one in my mind that is now my number one. So we'll see how we do with that. Scott's going to kick us off this morning for Barrington. Hi, Scotty.
Brother Angelo, morning crew. Brother B, what's good with you?
What's going on now?
Scotty, what do you think here? Hurts is that injured?
I don't know what the thing is. It's like a mystery or it's like a puzzle. You're trying to put it together, but it's hard to say because they don't give you nothing, Brother Angelo. Morning crew, Brother B.
Give me something. He's telling me he's in excruciating pain.
But like I said, is that true?
Well, he's in so great a pain, we're going to dial up 9 straight passes to start the game.
That killed me right there.
If it's true, then the follow-up question is, Nick, what the hell were you doing with all those passes? And his answer to me, Scott, when I had him on, I asked him exactly this question. And he went, well, you got to understand, from the beginning of the year, we knew we had a great run game. We decided to emphasize more the pass. Well, that's fine for 16 weeks. Are you still trying to assert you're a passing team in the 17th week with an injured quarterback? Because if you are, that's stupid.
Real stupid. It goes back to what we've all been saying. This analytic people upstairs. I can't famine it. Brother B, since you're there, can I ask you a quick question? How are you? You don't know what team, of course, you're going to play right now. So what do you do when – you know, when you were playing or even now, to, like, prepare, like, what do you, like, try and stay sharp, like, conditioning or whatever to try and stay, you know, shape until you know who you're playing? Like, how do you go about game planning?
Right now, they're going to go out and basically just run their game plan, do what they do best. And they did that during the middle of the season where they were most successful. They would run plays in which they wanted to run. They didn't let the defense dictate what they wanted to do. I think that's what they're going to go in to do. Get down to basics, hone in on what they did best throughout the middle of the season, and then implement that, you know, so it doesn't matter who they play against, their game plan will match up against anybody.
Scott, I need a redhead.
I believe she's a redhead. Chelsea Clinton.
Chelsea Clinton.
A redhead, is she?
Put it down. I don't want to get political. I'm not saying. 215-592. Rhea. What I have learned about women is sometimes they're not a redhead and sometimes they are. And it varies by their mood.
I know who your number one is.
215. Maybe you do, maybe you don't.
I guarantee I know who it is.
Oh, I definitely have one right now that's at the top. 215-592-9494. When we come back, I'll give you some of the results of this thing and give you a chance to assess how good looking you are. Yeah, but again, what Scott just said is true. It's all analytics. I don't believe a word of it.
I never liked him. I like him now.
Yeah. After I got my score, I realized I really hate analytics.
Grab that bag.